This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November 20th. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. It says there, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." End of quote. How can a person be merciful? A person cannot be merciful overnight. You see, it does not happen out of a New Year resolution or by simply making a decision or determination. In the last few days, we discussed the first part of the Beatitudes, didn't we? You and I become merciful only when we are broken first. Mercy comes from a poor and broken spirit. It flows out of an understanding of your spiritual bankruptcy. Secondly, mercy flows out from your weeping, mourning, and grieving over your helpless condition concerning the nagging problem of sin. Thirdly, mercy comes out of your gentle, quiet, and submissive nature to God. And fourthly, mercy becomes a byproduct of your hunger and thirst for right living and action, and the resultant imputation of God's righteousness on you by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Beloved, all the above conditions we have discussed so far in the last few days makes you a merciful person. The first century Jewish spiritual leaders, they were not broken or poor in their spirit. They won't mourn over their sins because of their false estimation that they were perfect and without fault. They were not submissive to God and His plans, and they did not thirst for God's righteousness that was readily available to them. Beloved, if you want to be truly merciful in your outlook, character, and behavior, you must be broken inside, and you must admit your poverty and helplessness to God. There comes a full flow of mercy into the heart because God shows you His mercy. God fills His mercy inside you. Thereby, you become the caravan of mercy to others. You can't help to fall short of mercy because you truly got a grip of who you are in the sight of the Holy God. And as a result, God fills in you His divine mercy and kindness. You freely receive from God things that you cannot earn by yourself, even with your best efforts. Today's insight says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." Bible says God is rich in mercy, Ephesians 2:4. Luke 6:36, Jesus said, "Your Father, God, is merciful." Lamentations 3:22 says, "God's mercies never come to an end. God's love and mercies are new every morning." 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says, "Great is God's mercy." Psalm 103:11 says, "God's grace, loving kindness toward you, is high as heavens are above the earth." God gives His rich, great, never-ending mercy when you come to Him with a broken, bankrupt, mourning, lowly, meek, hungering, and thirsting heart. Alternatively, a proud, arrogant, self-sufficient, self-righteous, looking down on others and their shortcomings, would not see or receive God's mercy. A poor in spirit, broken, meek, submissive, hungering, and thirsting for God's help, get grace in full measure. Then Jesus says to you, and it is recorded in Matthew 9:13, He said, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous but sinners." End of quote. This tells us God desires mercy more than your worship. You see, He fills in you His mercy and makes you to be merciful. He enables you to be merciful by filling His full-blown mercy in you. Jesus said, "Be merciful just as your Father is merciful." Luke 6:36. Beloved, have you received God's mercy as of yet? You can give out only what you have received. If you haven't received it, you won't be equipped to give it out. God's mercy is available in and through the person of Jesus Christ. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I come to you and I pray for your mercy. And I pray for your grace and forgiveness. Forgive my sins, Lord. I know I need the Savior Jesus Christ, who paid for all of my sins and shortcomings. I believe Jesus died and rose again for my righteousness. Fill in me your kindness and mercy by forgiving my sins and shortcomings, that I would be merciful to others. May I be a channel of divine mercy to those around me. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.